Cardinal Collins, welcome back to Rome. You're here, of course, for the canonizations of John Paul II and John the 23rd. Welcome to Rome again.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
And Cardinal, I guess the first question I'd like to ask you is, you obviously met John Paul II at some point. Could you tell us a little bit about your experience of speaking to someone who is now going to be recognized as a saint?
Well, this, of course, is an amazing thing to have actually met a person who will be canonized as a saint. I did this when I was the Archbishop of Edmonton. We came over for a limited visit with the Pope, and so it was very nice to meet him and to just to briefly spend a few minutes at talking with him. And then the bishops also had a meeting with him for lunch, and also we had mass together with him, so that was very nice.
And do you remember, one of the things I always ask some of the cardinals and bishops, do you remember John the 23rd?
Well, I remember very much when I was
we're
a young person.
Very young.
I was very young. Yeah, I was just about, when I'd be about 11 years old when he became Pope. But I do remember him very well as just a very kindly man. Everyone loved him. Good Pope John, they always used to call him. And very, very gentle and friendly and down to earth. And that kindness, I think, was the thing. He just radiated it. And everyone just really loved him.
Both John the 23rd and John Paul II, of course, are being canonized largely because of their work as Pope, but also because of the holiness of their lives. As Pope, they are sort of saints for the universal church. At the same time, they're also saints for the different communities. And as head of the church community in Toronto and Canada, tell us, what does their canonization mean for the people in the church there?
Well, I think that many different people in my diocese, they know of these two great saints because of their work for the whole church. But as you say, it does have a cultural connection as well. We have 500,000 Catholics of Italian background in Toronto, and we have, I think, about 200,000 or 300,000 of Polish background. And so both of those communities, of course, apart from appreciating the two popes for their work for the whole church, there's the Italian and the Polish connection, which is, I think, very, very important. And I was just a while ago at a gathering of some of the Polish priests, and they're really very joyful and getting ready to celebrate. And since I've been here, I've met different pilgrims from different places, and I think they're coming just for this great event.
And along those same lines, what do you think are some of the messages that the whole church can gather from the canonization? The canonization is not simply, as the Pope said, a seal of approval for their lives, but it's also meant as a message and an example for people today.
It is a way of underlining the virtues, which I think are important for us to reflect upon in our life. Of course, the Pope doesn't make saints, it's God who makes a saint. That all the Pope does is help us to be sure that the person is a saint. And so that's really what a canonization, in a sense, nothing happens at a canonization. he doesn't become a saint, he's already a saint, but we know for sure. And but we do as well, we have a way of having certain things underlined. I think the pastoral care of Pope John the 23rd, I think, is a great, tremendous message for all of us, that kind of gentle care for people. And I often think of just the serenity with which he lived his life. The famous statement that he had supposedly said when he's going to bed, "Well, Lord, it's your church, you take care of it, I'm going to bed." And I think, I wish I could, in my own more local area, have the same serenity. But it's a great model for every bishop. But also, of course, Pope John Paul did come to Canada several times. And whereas Pope John the 23rd was largely working from within in the Vatican and caring for the people that way, Pope John Paul, of course, was away a lot. He was on the road evangelizing. And that gives a different dimension to the gospel. I often think that if we're looking at the pastoral plan for our own archdiocese, we need to be like shepherds caring for the gathered and like apostles reaching out to the scattered. And although both John the 23rd and John Paul did both all the time, I think in a certain sense Pope John was sort of the pastor caring for the gathered. It helped them move out, and Pope John Paul was reaching out very dramatically for the people of the far distant places, and maybe especially people who had not heard of Christ or who needed to be evangelized.
So you see the two popes as very complementary in their ministry and their action.
Oh, absolutely. I think that it's wonderful that our Holy Father is canonizing both of them to sort of show different dimensions of not simply the role of pope, but also of the role of sanctity. Because hardly anyone gets to be actually a pope, but all of us are called to holiness. And we can always look to the models of the great saints, whatever their particular way of life or vocation was, in order to try to learn how we in our own way can have those same, try to imitate those virtues.
And Your Eminence, we've been able to welcome you here at Vatican Radio a number of times. Mm-hmm. I know you do a lot of work with social media and the new evangelization.
That's right, yes.
And I think this afternoon you're going to be able to be speaking to the people back home in Toronto. Where are you going to tell the folks back in Canada?
Well, I'm just going to be having a great time. I'll be meeting with four groups of young students in their schools, and I'll be doing it through Skype. And so I do this every time I come to Rome or whenever I can. And I just simply just chat with them, talk about their respond to any questions they have. And they're always very excited about things such as the last time it was the conclave, this time it's the canonization, and so I'll be able to try to share with them some of the excitement of what we see now in Rome. Thousands and thousands of people now arriving in the city, and if it's anything like the beatification I remember a few years ago, it's going to be packed. It's a very exciting time, and so I'll try to share that with the young students. And then I remember with one class I met with over Skype, and then when I went back to their school, and I met with them personally. So I'll try to see if I can do that. I'm not sure I'll be able to do that, but I'll try to.
On that same note, it's obviously very important. You as bishops come to Rome periodically for ad limina visits, in addition to special events like conclaves and whatnot, as a cardinal in your case. Why is it important? Can you tell us about the importance of having that connection with the people in your own diocese, but also having the connection through you between Rome and the universal church and the local churches?
That's very, very important. We are, as in my own Archdiocese of Toronto, we are not the Church of Toronto. We are the Church, in Toronto. And the same thing, we often think of the Church of Canada, but there is no such thing. There is the Church, in Canada. It's the universal church, but it always takes shape practically, locally. It is that sort of the concave and convex, the universal and the local church. The local church contained the whole of the universal church. The universal church only exists in the local churches. So that sense of the two dimensions is absolutely central. And that's why at Mass we always pray use the name of the local bishop and the pope. And the two of them are just intimately united as apostles, and the two dimensions always are there. That's really important. Or we become we're not meant to be a national church, we must always have that sense of universality, but also the fact that it takes shape in the local church.
And Cardinal Collins, it's always great to have you here with us. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we go?
No, it's a joy to be back back in Rome. I love being here. I lived here for 5 years when I was a student, and it's just a joyful occasion to experience this canonization of these two holy, holy men who really give us an example of how to follow Christ day to day in our own particular ways, day by day, as we try to serve our Lord.
Excellent. Thank you, Cardinal Collins.
Okay, great. You're most welcome.